But they were dressed anger. Well, some were wearing half pants, some were wearing
jeans, some were wearing t-shirts, fat lady wearing all kinds of crazy hairstyles. This is Bangra, the South Bombay. They try to imitate America, and then it's unnatural for them. Isn't it? The Americans, they do it, it's it doesn't look odd. But when somebody from, just imagine how odd they look. So then I started with my lecture saying that, see, you must be having so many seminars you've attended here. But I would like to address one very important point. That is, you're all unwanted people in your houses. I want to address the issue why. It's true. Your grandchildren don't want you. Your children don't want you. Your daughter-in-laws don't want you. They feel disgusted with your presence. They feel when you are going to go. That is situation. It's true. Everybody told yes. And I told them why. You want to hear? Everybody told yes, yes. Please tell. And I told when you had your children, what did you tell your children? My dear son, my dear daughter, my dear child, you study very nicely. That's what you told. And you gave them whatever they want. You gave facility or material facilities. And you told them you study nicely, work hard, get good marks, get into a good college. When you get into a good college, study there well, you get a good job. When you get a good job, you can earn a lot of money. When you get a lot of money, you can get a good wife or a good husband, and then you can enjoy. So, right from the childhood, you have taught them the goal of life is enjoyment. And the principle was, accept what is favorable for your enjoyment, reject what is unfavorable for your enjoyment. So that is how you brought up your children, by giving material education. And then teaching them the goal of life is enjoyment, and accept those things which are favorable for enjoyment. Reject those things which are not favorable for enjoyment. Now after that they grew up, they found that you are an obstruction to their enjoyment. So, that is why they don't want you. Suppose there is a party and all of them are going. Do you think they like to take you? They don't like. Because you taught them, no, that's what it is. For their enjoyment, you will be hindrance. And it's below their prestige also. So that is why they don't like you. And you are very serious. Then on the other hand, if you had given them the spiritual knowledge, the more they grow up, the more they understand the importance of spiritual knowledge. And the more they be dependent on you, and they value you more because their dependence on you is more. Yes, because dependence is there. Spiritually they are dependent because any problem happens, they go to the elders, they'll solve. Because they know, they can solve it. But you just told them, accumulation of matter and enjoyment of matter is the thing of life. So now they are doing it very nicely, and you are not able to do it very nicely, and your presence in the house is an obstruction. So that is what they say, you are useless. Why people call old people useless? Why? It is because of materialism. And that is what they are given. Because the goal of life is enjoyment, and anybody who cannot enjoy is useless. So old people cannot enjoy life, so they are useless. That is what they are taught. But if they were taught, if the parents should have taught the children, the goal of life is not enjoyment, the goal of life is in controlling senses and going back to God, right? Then what happens? At every step, their dependency on grandparents will be more. I can see, because I take a lot of children programs and also encourage people to take a lot of children programs. In those houses where grandparents are staying, you can find the children are more sane. And on the other hand, in those houses where grandparents don't stay, The children are practically insane. Practically insane. Such a effect it makes. You know who the child loves the most? Grandparents. I feel so unfortunate that these days children don't get to listen to the stories of from their grandmothers and grandfathers, which is like the thing before the child would go to sleep. Without that, the child would never go to sleep. This is the situation when I was a kid. You don't find this. You are missing that. Such a horrible state of affairs. That is what Arjuna is telling here. Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanatana. How to sit, how to stand. All etiquettes. Because the father is busy. And the father, if he sheds, he has a fear that the child may feel bad. And the mother, even though tells, that sometimes the boys would not take it so seriously. It is the grandfather and the grandmother, because they have given so much of love, they say the child has to do. It is a system, and sometimes the children don't listen to the parents. The parent will tell, you tell you something. And the children has to listen, because the grandparents, the attachment is so much. The kuladharma sanatanaha, the traditional values, what to wear, how to sit, how to go, what to eat, what not to eat, how to speak. Even simple things, what we call Vaishnava etiquettes, is not something separate. It was trained right from the childhood. So, kuladharma sanatana, they are destroyed. Then, dharme nashte, when dharma is lost, what happens? What is left over? Adharma is there. No dharma means adharma. You cannot have no religion. If there is no religion, then there will be irreligion. Once I went to the college principal to meet him, Mr. Mishra, with so much of pan in the mouth, he was talking to me, engineering college principal. I asked him, we want to do some programs in your college for students. Then he told, we don't encourage any religious activity in our temple, in our college. So then I told him, you will encourage irreligious activity? And he became, what are you saying? I told, if you don't encourage religion, what are you encouraging? Rock dance in your college. Somebody holds a guitar and then does something. Everybody is crazy. They are dancing. This is what you want to encourage in your college? So then he told, aapka baat sahi hai. Then I told, what do you want? Mishra ji, you are a Mishra. You know, have some intelligence. I don't tell it, have some intelligence. I told, you are Mishra ji. So then he told, we'll argue. So it is there can be no situation like no religion. There is nothing like no religion. If there is no religion, then there will be irreligion. It is for sure. There is nothing. It cannot be vacuum. There cannot be. There people require some kind of philosophy to live in. So if there is no right philosophy, right religion, there will be religion. Of course, there are many kinds of religions. But one of the kinds of religions is religion. There is dharma. There is, there is adharma. There is chala dharma, there is naimittika dharma, there is nitya dharma, so many kinds are there. But there will be religion. Okay, read the purport.
In the system of the Varnashram institution, there are many principles of religious traditions to help members of the family grow properly and attain spiritual values. The elder members are responsible for such purifying processes in the family, beginning from birth to death. But on the death of the elder members, such family traditions of purification may stop, and the remaining younger family members may develop irreligious habits and thereby lose their chance for spiritual salvation. Therefore, for no purpose should the elder members of the family be slain.
Just sent to old age homes.
retirement homes.
Huh?
Retirement homes.
Retirement homes.
That's how they advertise it.
That's how advertise.
Like,
very, very sad state. Next, 40th verse. Adharma bhivat Krishna.
Adharma bhivat Krishna.
Vadushyanti
kulastriyah. Vadushyanti kulastriyah.
Shri Sudrushtasu Varshneya.
Shri Sudrushtasu Varshneya.
Jayate Varna Sankarah.
Jayate Varna Sankarah.
So now it started, the series started like this. Kulakshaya happens, then there will be nobody to teach dharma. So all the dharma will be lost. So if all the dharma is lost, then there will be adharma. When adharma is there, the first symptom of adharma in the society is the woman in the society will become corrupt. So a very important point Arjuna is talking here. Now, if you want to measure the culture in a particular society, how good the society is, how cultured the society is, you have to go and see how the women behave in the society. If the women in the society are behaving nicely, that means the society is good. So, according to the Vedic system, lot of importance is given to women. But the modern understanding of what the Vedic system is, that in the Vedic life, women are degraded, are seen as like low class. But this is wrong. Exactly opposite. Why? How do we understand in the Vedic life, Vedic system, women are given a lot of priority by the Vedic life recommends, or Vedic system recommends, protection to women. Now, in your house, you have some dirty pieces of rag, and you have golden ornaments, gold, silver, lot of jewelry is there. To whom do you give protection?
No.
Why?
Because
it's valuable. That is why you protect them. So protection is given because the gold is valuable. So generally you protect those who are things which are valuable. So when the Vedic life or Vedic system is recommending that women should be protected, is it because they are weak? Is it because they are valuable? Now, what is the misunderstanding which people have? Weaker section. Hey, more dangerous section. They can burn the whole world. You know whole Mahabharata, why it happened? Draupadi laughed. You are also laughing. Mahabharata doesn't happen if you laugh. Draupadi laughed, whole Mahabharata happened. Now, how can there be weaker section? Just imagine. In spite of all the big Mahatis here, the Mahabharata war, nothing would happen. War happened, the whole world was like burning in Mahabharata, just because Draupadi laughed. So how can you call them weaker section? Just imagine. Their spell can bind a great sage also. How can you call them weaker section? Very powerful. Of course, we are not discussing about that. We are talking about they are very valuable. That is why it requires protection. They require protection. Now, these days, there is one thing called Women's Liberation Movement. Nari Mukti Andolan. Nari Mukti Andolan ki Jindabad. Kri Sammelan. Nari Mukti Andolan. Even ISKCON, something like that is coming up. That is what I heard. Nari Mukti Andolan. We want to be gurus, we want to be that. Once I was in Vrindavan many years back. So I was giving Bhagavatam class, and one Mataji came and giving some handouts to everyone. And that came Bhagavatam class. I just went down to the Bhagavatam class and then the handout. Mataji should be allowed in front of Radha Shyam Sundar. First darshan. Okay. Radha Shyam Sundar was there before her birth also. Will be there after death also. Where is first and second question? First and second question comes only when somebody is like us, mortal like us. There is no first, second, third, isn't it? There is no first, there is no last. Anyhow, you are not going to see Krishna. So later on, some devotees asked me about his opinion. Then I told, nobody can see Krishna. Krishna can see him. Even if you are hiding somewhere, Krishna can see you. So when you go in front of altar, you are not going to see Krishna. So if you have humble aptitude, then Krishna will find out, where are you? Even if you stand in front of the altar with big eyes, Lakshmana Thakur, what did he say? It's only exercise for the eyes. Then few people got fired up. Yes, Prabhuji, we should explain to them. I told, don't explain, they will not understand. Be peaceful. So be Krishna conscious, this is more important. Anyhow, this idea that woman should be independent, that is not Vedic. Like, child should be independent. Do you agree?
Yes.
For the child to be independent? No.
At a certain age, yes.
He wants independent. Yes. Definitely. You are independent to choose between dependence and independence. 1 minute. You are independent to choose between dependence and independence. You are what?
Independent.
Independent to choose between dependence and independence. So, if you voluntarily, independently choose dependence, that is in your benefit. If you voluntarily choose independence, then you burn your hand and come back. Isn't it? So, independence Krishna has given to every jiva. Every jiva. That is for sure. Nobody can take it away. But if somebody wants to be in the society, in the Vedic society, especially women, they should be dependent. Like a child should be dependent. Why? Because they are very valuable. As soon as a child or a woman become independent, what happens? There are so many evil people around, they will come and take undue advantage of woman, and the woman will be corrupted, the child will be corrupted. Why? I'll tell you. A child and a woman, psychology is like this. They are more emotional. They are what? More emotional. They think that if somebody has something which makes them feel good, they think that person is also good. For example, how does child kidnapping happen? Somebody gives a chocolate. A child thinks the chocolate is... child likes the chocolate. So the child cannot discriminate between the chocolate and the person holding the chocolate. So the child thinks, I like the chocolate, so I like the person also. I like the person also. Because he is giving me something which I like. So that is why in the purport you will find women are called less intelligent. Why? Because they cannot discriminate between sat asat. Even though the discrimination is there, the emotions overpower the discrimination. Very difficult. It's not possible. Emotions definitely overpower. That is why they say, oh, it is true, but what can I do? Oh, it's true, but that word comes. Isn't it? Isn't it? Oh, it's all whatever you're saying, Prabhu, it's right, Prabhu, but what? But means what? Emotion starts. The wave of emotion is so strong that even though the discrimination is functioning, it will overpower the discrimination. That's the reason. So that is why women are called less intelligent. Of course, if you see, especially in cities and all, you know that when the examinations are over, the results are declared, they put their photograph, 98% in that. If you see, the first 5 ranks are women only. All girls get first rank. Then how can scripture say they are less intelligent? How can they say they are less intelligent? In my school, there is one girl who always should get first rank. Boys, they would get sometimes fourth or not, boys' ranks will start. How can you say that they are less intelligent? You go even in Vrindavan, they put photographs. Many years back it was not there, but they started also. You know, this person, you see all girls photograph only. Yeah, 1-2 boys will be there, that's all. First rank never goes to them. Then how can you say they are less intelligent? Women are very intelligent in dealing with matter. No man can match them. You give a bedsheet to a man, you give a bedsheet to a woman, ask them to fold. Women fold everything to 90 degrees. Pakka. The man will fold it. You will completely mess up with the entire thing. Isn't it? It's they're very intelligent. So whenever it comes to material, dealing with matter, they are very, very good. But whenever it comes to withdrawing from matter, the emotions overpower. That is why, even though there is a tendency to withdraw, by themselves they cannot withdraw. So it requires a superior power with a stick. No going out. You have to sit in the house. That is why I still remember during a childhood, I always used to wonder when some cousins or sisters of mine, they would do some mistake, parents and elders would really blast them up. The boys do, they take it lightly. Why? I always wonder why they are getting so much of scolding. Boys would not get. They would say, okay, mischief boy, very good. They would not. Why? Because once a girl, Tadushanti, when the contamination enters woman, it is very difficult to stand up for them. For a boy, by mistake something happens, he falls down, he can get up immediately, he can just hard go, he can run. It happens, isn't it? Suppose girl is running, boy is running. Suppose, for example, they step over something and then fall down. The boy would get up and run. The girl would sit down and say, Saturday. So, I'm just saying a grass thing. That is why, Pradushyanti Kulastriya, very careful. If you want to protect culture, protect women. Because if they are protected, the further generation is also protected. So, Pradushyanti Kulastriya, Strish Drishtasuvarshtaya Chayate Varna Sankara. When women become corrupt, what happens? Unwanted children flood the society. Now, what is the meaning of unwanted children? For that, you should understand what is Pradushyanti Kulastriya, what is the meaning of woman becoming corrupt. Woman becoming corrupt means the motherhood is destroyed. Right from as soon as a baby girl is born, right from that time, you know what the whole everybody, how the baby girl is trained? The baby girl is trained to be a mother. To such an extent, I don't know these days, you know, still these days also, some who have got some cultural background, they call the baby girl or the girl child, first they address her as mother. Even the father, for example, some girl name is Sita, for example. The father would call her, his daughter, saying, Amma Sita, please come. Means what? Two things. You are making that child understand you are mother. You are making that girl understand what? You are not a girl, you are not woman. Even after you get married, you are not wife. Who are you? That is this child. Now, even when somebody gets married, there is a mantra which says that they put, take promise that we are getting married to become father, mother, not become husband, wife. So the motherhood is destroyed. Now these days there is a lot of talk about womanhood. There is nothing like womanhood in Vedic literatures. In Vedic culture there is nothing like womanhood. There is only motherhood. That is destroyed. And what is the seed of the destruction of motherhood? Independence. Economic independence, social independence. Putting the girl into their school, making her graduate, getting a job is actually a process of destroying her motherhood and ultimately make her independent, exposed to exploitation. It is so rampant. So rampant. They should not go to schools, colleges. They should not go to jobs. If you want some sanity in the society, they should sit at home, learn. They can learn Vedanta Sutras also, no problem. They can learn Sanskrit also. Mother should teach them. Or somebody motherly, or somebody very fatherly, should teach them to. Not expose the society. What do you find in this present day schools and colleges? Prabhupada told slaughterhouses, not just for the sake of saying, with a perfect understanding of all these things. He did not say just for the sake of saying slaughterhouses. Because you slaughter motherhood, and then the child is also slaughtered. The childhood slaughtered, manhood slaughtered, everything is slaughtered. So Prabhupada once has told, if you want to know what is Krishna Prema, a small aspect of it, what do you call jhalak in English?
Glance.
A glance of it.
Glimpse
of it. Glimpse of it you can find in the mother's affection for the child. Glimpse of it. Now what happens? In the dharma, it affects woman. Woman means motherhood is affected. They don't bother to take care of the children. Not unwanted children means I don't want to take care of them. So children are born, the babies are born, put them into crushes, babysitting, nursery. When I went to school, there was no kindergarten. When I went to maybe came to 5th or 6th standard, that is the time in our school the kindergarten started. That was KG, junior KG, LKG. And after some time, when I came to college, I asked a kid, where are you, what are you doing? I went to school. Oh, which KG are you? No, I'm in nursery. I asked the parents, what is this nursery? No, before kindergarten, there is nursery. And what is this? We never, I didn't went first standard. It was not there. Huh? You went to the KG? You had KG? Or maybe I'm more primitive. So it was only first standard, I went directly. Before that, my master used to come with a stick. I still remember the face of the master. He say, if you make little bit of mistake here, hard. So you have to pronounce properly, siksha. So after that, then when I joined the temple, what happened? There's something started. Pre-nursery. That means the parents don't want the babies to be in their house, the children to be in their house. That is why all these things. Do you think that child is going to get trained for IIT from pre-nursery for medical entrance examination for pre-nursery? And then, after many years, maybe 2000 or so, one family was talking to me and they told, you know, now we are economically very down now. My husband lost a job. Now I am thinking of starting babysitting. What is babysitting? They put the babies in the bed. You have to sit with the baby. That's called babysitting. Then the recent thing which I observed was, about a year back or so, I was just traveling to find out, going to different places to find out a place where I can do weekly program in a very posh area in Bombay. So one lady, she told, I got my school, small nursery school is there, where we can take. So I went to see the place. A small places, you know, few kids were playing. It was just too small for us. There's some compartments and things over there. Then I told them, it's too small. You know, we have a bigger place, air conditioned, you know, big place. 25-30 people can sit. So I went there, she opened the door, it's air conditioned room. I was shocked to see, you know, small, this big size babies. Wrapped in white cloth, they were in line. And I said, what is this? She told, these babies are somewhere between 3 to 8 months or 1 year old. These 3-month-old babies, the mothers drop them at morning 8 o'clock and pick them at 6 o'clock. Because these mothers, they are IT professionals. They go to work because they get only 3 months holidays. After the baby, before the baby is delivered and after the baby is delivered, something like that. Some holidays they get, maternity leave. And after that, it's very important for them to go because their prospects, their future. So they earn lakh rupees a month. They find that if I earn lakh rupees a month, paying 10,000 rupees and getting my baby stay there, what is a good thing? Varna Sankara. Just imagine the time when the baby requires the mother. The mother is crying for the mother and she has left the baby in the crutches. What will happen when the baby grows up? Naturally, they'll put the mother father in the cooking. Old age homes. That's called Varna Sankara. And now I'm talking about those who are born. Fortunately, born. There are some who are so unfortunate to be killed in the womb. Varna Sankara is unwanted. I don't want, so I will kill them. You know, in Bombay, 75,000 abortions go on every day. 75,000 babies are killed in the womb. No news comes of it. Bus accident happens, 4 people died, big news. 2 sins, cow slaughter and baby slaughter. This is the cause of the material nature showing its angry face. Jayate Varna Sankara, unwanted. The word very dasa or dasi, the word itself shows they are not employed. Dasa or dasi, they would just serve and they are taken care by the person who is served. Tell their husbands. why are you telling the temple president?
If it is non-dairy, because if you see the practical side as well, cost of living is...
Practical side is this. No matter how much anybody earns, he'll feel it is less. I know a family who earns 1 lakh rupees a month, both husband and wife, 2 lakhs a month. They feel still it is insufficient. Anybody, you will go to any person, the feeling of, oh, I am blessed. It is because of their greed. A person can be quite happy with whatever he gets. A person can be dissatisfied even if he gets the entire world. What is the meaning of education? Material education is not education at all. Material education, there is nothing called material education. There is nothing called material education. How can you can definitely teach ignorance, but you cannot call ignorance as education. What is being taught in the present day schools and colleges is not even ignorance. You are studying the Ishopanishad? You recite all the verses every day?
Section, not all.
That section comes. Vidyam cha vidyam cha yastadvedo bhayamsa avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya mrutamashtute. So there, I'll tell the essence of it. There are two things, vidya and vidya means what? Spiritual knowledge. Avidya means what? Vedic material knowledge. That is called? What is being taught these days in schools and colleges? Is it material knowledge? Is it material knowledge? Vedic material knowledge is called avidya. Just imagine, if Vedic material knowledge is called avidya, what is being taught these days is not even avidya, it is durvidya. Durvidya. Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Dushtavidya. That certificate, you know, it is not even fit to burn, thrown. If that is thrown in the garbage, that garbage bin will also feel, what garbage has come? It's a fact. And I have authority to tell that because I have one. I have authority to tell that. It is such a garbage, because that makes a person useless. If you really see, I observe it. In the 5th, 6th, 7th standard, children are so bright, so intelligent. When they come to 10th standard, they are bewildered. College, they are completely gone. Once they get to graduation or engineering also, that is the time they all the muck, all the slang, everything they learn. They get into drugs and then they become so dull. This fact. You can see it. You can see a boy or a girl who is going to, from childhood, gradually when you put them to this so-called system of old education, what happens is, when they pass out, they become totally useless. That is why they depend on naukri. Naukri de do baba, naukri de do baba. Alternative is not alternative. It's up to you. Start. Somebody has to make a beginning for alternative. Somebody has to make a beginning for alternative. Those who are like dropouts from school, there may be many, I don't know, I cannot think of any example. You must have seen some devotees who are in in close touch with the devotees society. Some dropouts from school, they would just join ISKCON. And for some reason or so, they stay in ashram some time and then they leave. They become expert businessmen. They flourish more than those people who could ever think of those who could pass out from big colleges. They become more expert. What to speak of this? I did my graduation. I was a marine engineer. 4 years of engineering, worked for 3 years, earned a lot of money. But I was not knowing what a computer was. I never touched it. But now I can operate. When the requirement is there, you will learn it if it is required. You go and take a survey. Best colleges. Those who passed out from them. How much useful was the college study or the school study for the work what they are doing now? So why? Why? What is the first thing which when a boy joins a college, what is the first thing which he learns? Slang. Isn't it? That is why I don't go. I'm telling you. I joined college in Calcutta. You know what is the first thing which I learned in Bengali? Slangs, not Chaitanya Charitamrita. Slangs, all the Bengali slangs. That's what was taught. So, we should change our view of what education is. Anyway, kulakshe ekatam dosham. What is it? Yeah, purport. This is the purport.
So, that's why you wrote that Vedic Avidya, and this material education. Good Vidya.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because it's totally non-Vedic. The Vedic physics is real physics. Vedic mathematics is real mathematics. But what is being taught as mathematics is just a confused person, that's all. It is just clear confusion. Vedic, now the physics which is being taught these days in schools and colleges, total confusion. It's total confusion. The more you study, the more confused it becomes. Nothing becomes clear. You are saved, I'm telling you. Good, you did not go to college. I pay my obeisances for that. You got good karmas for not going to college education.
High school.
Sees the other side cleaner.
Huh?
But always sees the other side cleaner.
I was forced to go. I also did not want to go. Yes, bro. Read the purport. Yeah.
Who published in food society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity and fellowship of this life. The Varnashrama religion's principles were so designed that the good population would prevail in society from general solution to progress of state and community. Such a population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of this movement. And children are very prone to be misled. Women are similarly very prone to degradation. Therefore, both children and women require protection by the elder members of the family. By being engaged in various religious practices, women will not be misled into adultery. According to Chanakya Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. So the different family traditions of religious
activities. Yes, wait. The word trustworthy should be understood in a proper way. Trustworthy means if you leave them independent, then they will be misled. That is the meaning of trustworthy. Don't use the word trustworthy. No, you are not trustworthy. Huh? Not in that sense. Here the word trustworthy means what? If they are left independent, they would be misled. That is why they should be protected. Not that you know something happened like this. In our congregation, one man came and told, Prabhupada writes, women are not trustworthy. My wife, I think she is not trustworthy. And I told, what happened to you? No? This is the purpose you read Bhagavad Gita or what? Bhagavad Gita, you have to read so that you stop thinking about your wife and children, go back home, back to garden. Not that. You have the entire Bhagavad Gita, you only found this line. Just imagine, somebody who is so attached, he will only see what's in it for me. Isn't it? So, we should have proper understanding. It took long time for me to explain to him what is the meaning of trustworthy here. Trustworthy doesn't mean that, you know, some every time, not trustworthy. Not that. Means what? When you leave them independent, they are prone to be misled. So, always keep them submissive. That's what it is.
So the different family traditions of religious activities should always engage them.
Mm.
And thus their chastity and devotion will give birth to a good population eligible for participating in the Varnashram system.
Mm.
But the failure of such a Varnashram dharma, naturally the woman become free to act in the mix with men. And thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population.
Mm.
Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war, pestilence.
So, the next verse. Number 41. Hankaro narakayeva lagnyanam kulasya cha patanti vitaro yesham
mukta
pindo dakriya. So, Sankaro narakayeva, when the population is full of unwanted children. There any unwanted, they felt they had the feeling of unwantedness in the childhood. So, the same feeling of unwantedness they carry out to the adulthood. When they become young, they also show that unwantedness to others. I don't want you. Who are you to tell me? All these things come. So they would not listen to anyone. If nobody listens to anyone, then what will happen? Naraka eva. The whole world will become hellish. Sankaro naraka eva kulajnanam lasyacha patanti pitaro yesham lukta pindo dakriya. As the whole world becomes hellish, because of the religious principles present in the society, all the religious activities, especially the pindadan or the shraddha sanskar, shraddha ceremony which is supposed to be done, lupta pindoda kakriya, that means oblations to the forefathers will be stopped. Now, I told it in Hindi class also, I'd like to tell something. Offering of oblations to the forefathers is a very important activity in the Vedic society. I heard it about a couple of months back. I'd like to repeat this thing. You know about Aurangzeb and Shah Jahan? Heard about it? There was a Muslim king, Shah Jahan, his son was Aurangzeb. So when Aurangzeb became young, he put his father Shah Jahan in prison and became the king. He killed his brothers, he became the king. And Shah Jahan was there, you know, he was still satisfied and be happy with whatever he was. Aurangzeb could not see his father happy. So he stopped giving food to him, sending food to the jail where he was staying. Then Shah Jahan told Aurangzeb that I did a big mistake. I should have converted myself to be Hindu. I heard those Hindus, they feed even their dead fathers. And what kind of karma I have done to have a son like you who is not feeding a father who is alive. Anyhow, that's some story which I heard I'm telling. So, Luptapindodaka Kriya, it's a hellish thing. Now, what is Pindadan? Pindadan is done for two reasons. Those ancestors who have left the bodies, some of them would have gone to heaven or would go to heaven. On the way to heaven, there is one place, a transit place before heaven called Pitruloka. So they would go, stay there for some time before they go to heaven. Transit place, you don't stay for long, only stay for some time. So as long as our ancestors are in Pitruloka, they oversee what's happening in their family, and they are dependent on the oblations given. For them, the food is only from here. So that is called Pindadan or Shraddha. Now the second reason why Pindadan has to be offered is sometimes somebody's father, grandfathers die. They would give up the grass body, and sometimes they would not get another grass body. They would be in ghostly form. So by offering Pindadan, that means Vishnu Prasad, they will be delivered from those ghostly features. These are the two reasons why Shraddha is performed. How long they would be is like this. In Pitruloka, 1 year for you is 1 day for them. So yearly once doing means daily giving them. Daily giving them. They would not stay there for years and years. They would stay for some time. There is some calculation for that. Depending on the caste you are from, section you are from. There's so many intricacies. But it is not like night. They would stay forever. It's a transit place only for some time. So now that is the reason we do this. That is the reason the Vedic just talk about. Only before going to heaven. Not every diary who dies goes to Pitruloka. It's not everybody. But you don't know who has gone. That is why, as a responsibility, as a kartavya, as a duty, one is supposed to. Okay? That is the thing. So, Patanti Pitravesha Nukta Pindodaka. Yeah. So, this is what is the thing.
Is it the same that
that question came there also. I did not answer that because some other thing came into me. No, it is different. Like America, so there are three major kind of visas you get for America. One is citizenship. Other is visitors. Other is transit. Suppose for example you are, that's what happened, something. Yeah, my first visa to America, I just went and submitted the form. The company had to send. So they had filled the form, I just went there and told this is what they gave. They gave some visa. The company said, hey, why did you get this visa? I told, no, I don't know anything about any visa. Then that person spoke to him, they had a big argument, and because I had to go via America, it was a transit thing, so you had to get transit visa for that. So there is something called transit visa, there is something called visitor's visa, and something called visa which actually makes you, gives you citizenship there, you can stay there. So of course there are many other things also, work visa and so many things are there, but primarily these three, that is what I know. So you have Pitruloka or any loka, higher planets. There are some who by their pious activities would go as a visitor, experience some piety there, experience enjoyment there and come back. Okay? There are some who by attaining certain level of qualification, that means certain level of goodness, powers, by their austerity, etc., they become qualified to stay in the planet. They stay there. And there are some who just visit and then transit. They are going somewhere else, they transit. So Yanti Devavrata Deva Pitrinyanti Pitrivrata Bhutanyanti Bhutejya is the visitors. Is the visitors. Just by worshipping some Pitru or a demigod, you would not become a resident there. For becoming a resident, you need to be having such amount of qualification, not just some piety. Okay. How many of you feel devotees should do Pindadan, Shraddha? He only says, only he should. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You also, devotees should do? Devotees should do? How many of you say devotees need not do? So read the purport, Prabhuji. Let's see what Prabhupada says. Let him read. Yes. Yeah, read.
According to the rules and regulations of fruitive activities, there is a need to offer periodic food and water to the forefathers of the family. This offering is performed by worship of Vishnu, because eating the remnants of food offered to Vishnu can deliver one from all kinds of sinful actions. Sometimes the forefathers may be suffering from various types of sinful reactions, and sometimes some of them cannot even acquire a gross material body and are forced to remain in cell.
So you got it, there are two reasons, Prabhupada written? Yeah.
Thus, when remnants of prasadam food are offered to forefathers by descendants, the forefathers are released from ghostly or other kinds of miserable life. Such help rendered to forefathers is a family tradition, and those who are not in devotional life are required to perform such relinquishments. One who is engaged in the devotional life is not required to perform such actions. Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery. It is stated in the Bhagavatam.
So, how many of you say devotees should do Pindadan? Raise your hands. Oh, still some Congress people are here. Still some Congress people are there. You want everybody to become GBJP. Yeah, here's an argument.
We do it this way, like we
call
devotees from temple.
Okay.
And this is like Vaishnava Seva and under Vaishnava Seva.
Everything under
righteousness.
Anyhow, you know, when we get married also do the same thing. Why do all hangama, yajna and all these things? Okay, I'll come to your point. So now votes have decreased, but still, yes Prabhu.
You can chant Hare Krishna.
We can chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
Read chapter
2, it's okay, everything is done. Okay, very good. I know what you are saying. I am going to say that. Yes, from here around, so you will say that. So now, what does Prabhupada say? Devotees, read the line again. Simply by performing
devotional service,
one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers. Not only my forefathers, give your forefathers also. And deliver them also hundreds and thousands. Yeah, you have enough forefathers, give them also. Now, Prabhupada said, simply by doing devotional service, we can do that. But what kind of devotional service? Read the third line of the verse. Only the third line of the verse. Sarvatmanaha yaha sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parayirtha kartam. So who are exempted from doing this kind of shraddha? Anybody who is? Sarvatmanaha yaha sharanam sharanyam. Sharanyam refers to Krishna. Krishna is one of the main names of Krishna is Sharanyam. Sharanam Sharanyam. Sharanyam. Sharanyam is what? The only person who is fit to be taken shelter of. That is why it is called. Krishna is known as Sharanyam. So now, what kind of devotion? Sarvatmanah yah sharanam. One who has taken 100% shelter of Krishna, that person not only can deliver his forefathers, hundreds of forefathers, by doing devotional service, but those who are not 100% surrendered to Krishna, so Congress won ultimately. That too. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. The Grahasthas, he did. Lord Ramchandra did. So it is supposed to be done. But on the other hand, that there should be a practical principle, isn't it? How, who can do, or who should do, who need not do. Practically, brahmacharis and sannyasis need not do. Brahmacharis and sannyasis need not do. Brahmachari here means not the person who is not just married, is not just, okay, is not married, so is brahmachari. No. One who is in the ashram under the shelter of the guru need not do. Sannyasi need not do. If they want to do, there is nothing wrong with them. They can do it. Grahasthas, they are supposed to do. Grahasthas are supposed to. Now, there may be some grahasthas, there may be not some, maybe many grahasthas, who are sarvatmana sharanam, who are 100% surrendered to Krishna, because surrendered to Krishna is not dependent on ashram. Surrendered to Krishna, a grahastha may be 100% surrendered to Krishna. There may be a sannyasu who is not 100% surrendered to Krishna. Because surrender to Krishna is a state of consciousness. It is not a state of one mentalist position. Okay? But grahasthas, say, some are not 100% surrendered to Krishna. They are supposed to do. But those grahasthas who are 100% surrendered to Krishna, even though they need not do, they do it. Why they do it?
By chance.
They can show their children that they should
do it. Yes. That is the subject matter of the third chapter. I was happy of it. That's what I thought. Yes, some shock has happened.
Sign of victory.
I have a different sign, you know. Some people do this. I think Krishna forgot to mention that. When he mentioned signs of victory, he should have put some mudras there. Okay. That is the subject matter of the third chapter. Which verse in third chapter, Prabhu? Loka-sangrameva-bhi-astita-janakadaya. See that verse? Somewhere. Third chapter, 16, something like that.
320.
What is that verse? Karmanevi samsiddhim astita janakadeha lokasangrameva-bhi sampashyam kartum harasi. Why? Janakadeha. Who is Janaka?
Father Sita.
It is different. You know, Lord Ramchandra came to him begging. He did Kanyadan for Lord Ramachandra. That is the position of Janaka. When a boy gets married, father-in-law is more important than father. Boy's father has no role in getting the boy married. In the entire ceremony of marriage, father-in-law has more role. So just imagine, what is the position which Ramchandra gave to Janaka? More important position than the Dasharatha. Dasharatha was not present in front of Ram was not in front of Dasharatha when Dasharatha left the body. Janaka. So Janaka, such a great personality, liberated soul. But what is he doing? He was attending every karma properly. He was doing all the duties perfectly. A king is supposed to do, a guest is supposed to do. Attending all children, marrying, all these things. Though he need not do, he did. Though he need not do, he did. Why? Loka sangrame vahapi. Was establishing a standard in the society. So just a verse before. What is there? Yes, Atmarati Vasya, Atma Triptas Chirmanava, Tasya Karyam Navityate. Is that the verse?
So, 17.
17, sorry, 17. What is that 17?
But for one who takes
pleasure. Read the verse, Sanskrit.
Yes,
Atmarati Vasya, Atma Triptas Chirmanava,
Atma Triptas
Tasya Karyam Navityate. For a person who is satisfied within himself, he doesn't require anything. For a person who is satisfied within himself, he gets prasad, doesn't get prasad, if he gets a place to stay, doesn't get a place, it doesn't matter for him. He is self-satisfied. For such a person, nakaryam, not required. Now, Prabhuji, okay, you told the rest of us we are supposed to do shraddha. Shraddha involves offering Vishnu prasad and doing kirtan, isn't it? So we'll call devotees to the house, Vaishnava Seva, you are told. We'll feed Vaishnavas, do some kirtan, give some Dakshina Vaishnava. My grandfather Shraddha is over. Great grandfather Shraddha is over. That is the essential thing of Shraddha. But what is the name of our society? Of course, name of the society is ISKCON. But it is a society. Society means based on Vedic principles. Society based on Vedic principles means you have to follow according to what is being written in our scriptures for marriage ceremony. So why marriage ceremony you do yajna? Scriptures talk. Like one devotee had a Griha Pravesha. So Prabhuji, we are having a house warming ceremony. House warming ceremony. There is some heated argument between your wife or what? Why? So it's warm every day, it's hot every day. Okay. What are you doing? All devotees are calling, I do kirtan and then over. I told, we have a pujari, you can do yajna, do the yajna. No, Prabhupada told Sankirtan yajna, it's only yajna. Then I told, Sankirtan is only yajna, that can you do it, you can do it under the tree in Vrindavan. Why you require a house for that? As long as there is attachment to matter, one has to take up responsibility. Because that responsibility purifies your attachment to matter as well as reduces your attachment to matter, and to come to the point of zero attachment to matter, then you can sit and chant Hare Krishna throughout the day like Haridas Thakur. So just because I got Kanti Mala and Tilak, that doesn't mean you are liberated from all responsibilities. Don't be a sahajiya. So there is one book called Sat Kriya Saradipika. What is that book called?
Sat Kriya Saradipika.
Who has written that book? Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami has written that book, especially for the grahasthas to do all the sanskars. So according to that, one has to do, since our society is not so matured or to that level where we have enough people who can do the sanskars, that is why we are compromising with this thing, this kali. But we want some grahasthas to learn Satkriya Sardipika and then establish and make the society, call it as a society, not as a cult. So, enough of Shraddha now. Next. Doshe rete kulajnanam.
Doshe rete kulajnanam.
ಶಕ್ಯಂತೆ
ಆದಿಧರ್ಮ
ಧರ್ಮಾಶ್ಚ ಶಾಶ್ವತ.
ನಾವು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ದೋಷ, ದೋಷ ಏನೈತೆ ಕುಲಜ್ಞಾನ ವರ್ಣಸಂಕರ ಕಾರಕೈ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಇನ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಟಿ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್, ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕೆಯೋಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ಬೈ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಹಿ ಸಮರೈಸಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ 42nd ವರ್ಸ್. ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪೋಸ್. Read the
part. Community projects for the four orders of human society, combined with family welfare activities, as they are set forth by the institution of Sanatan Dharma or Varnashram Dharma, are designed to enable the human being to attain his ultimate salvation. Therefore, the breaking of the Sanatan Dharma tradition by irresponsible leaders of society brings about chaos in that society, and consequently, people forget the aim of life, Vishnu. Such leaders are called blind, and persons who follow such leaders are sure to be led into chaos.
Very good. ಉತ್ಸನ್ನ ಕುಲ ಧರ್ಮಾಣ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ನರಕೇ ನಿಯತಂ ವಾಸೋ ಭವತ್ಕಿತ್ತನು ಸುಶ್ರುಮಾ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೇಸ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ವಿಲ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಹೆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವರ್. ನರಕೆ ನಿಯತಂ ವಾಸಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ನಿಯತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್, ದೇ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ನರಕೆ ನಿಯತಂ ವಾಸ. ಸೊ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಐ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಟೇಕ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾರ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ going to hell and stay there perpetually, eternally. That is why I don't want to fight. So, it is better for me. They may fight with me, but I will not fight with them. And I did a big sin of even coming to the battlefield. So, for me, there should be some punishment. The punishment is this. Even though they may do something bad to me or very harsh, punish me, I'll accept it. That is the prayaschitta. What is the prayaschitta? What is the meaning of prayaschitta?
Atonement.
What is atonement? Read further.
Arjuna bases his argument not on his own personal experience, but on what has heard, but from what he has heard from the authorities. That is a way of receiving real knowledge. One cannot reach the real point of actual knowledge without being out by the right person who is already established in that knowledge. There is a system, the Varnashram institution, by which before death one has to undergo the process of atonement for his sinful activities. One who is always engaged in sinful activities must utilize the process of atonement called prayaschitta. Without doing so, one surely will be transferred to hellish planets to undergo miserable lives as a result of his sinful activities.
Okay. Now, Arjuna, the next verse, 44th verse. Aho batam hat papam kartam vyavasita vayam yadrajya sugalobena pantum swajanamudhyata. Oh, Arjuna is lamenting now. Oh, Padamahat Pavam. What kind of sinful activity I thought of doing. He has not done, he has not killed, he has not shot a single arrow. Just imagine the goodness of Arjuna here. He said, even for the thought of this sinful activity of killing my own people, I should get the atonement. Yad rajya sukhalobena. For being greedy of enjoying the kingdom, phantum svajinamudyata. What kind of sin I am doing, or subtly I thought of doing. So I have done a sin, so I should get the punishment for it. So what is the punishment? He tells in the next verse. Read the Bhagavad Gita.
Driven by selfish motives, one may be inclined to such a simple act as a killing of one's own brother, father, or mother. There are many such instances in the history of the world, but Arjuna, being the saint and devotee of the Lord, is always conscious of moral principles and therefore takes care to avoid such activity.
So Arjuna is a very good person, that is why he is very afraid of sinful activities. And now in the next verse he talks about the atonement for the sin he has done of thinking also sin, thinking of killing his own kinsman. What will be the atonement for me? Yadi imam pratikaram shastram shastravanayah
Rastraharanehanto
Tanme Kshema Dharam Bhave. Kshema means better. It is better. Let this be better. What is better? Yadi Mam Apratikaram Ashastram Shastravanayaha. I without retaliating, without any arms in my hands. The opposite party, Kauravas, especially Bhishma, Drona and all people, they let them kill me. Dhritarashtra Rane Hanu. Let them kill me. By doing so, that is the only way by which I will be delivered from my sin. And you may say that they are killing you, so they will become sinful because of that. No. Because of my sin, they are only giving punishment. So it is better for both. Just imagine the amount of goodness which Arjuna is having. Read.
It is the custom according to Kshatriya fighting principles that an unarmed and unwilling force should not be attacked. Arjuna, however, decided that even if attacked by the enemy in such an awkward position, he would not fight. He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting. All these symptoms are due to self-heartedness, resulting from being a great devotee of the Lord.
Okay, now at the end, Sanjaya, he summarizes saying, Sanjaya Uvacha. Evam mukto arjuna sankhe lopastappa vishat visrajya sasaram chapam shokasam vigna manasah. Evam mukto, saying like this, Arjuna, what he did? Lopastappa vishat, he sat down. It's the translation where he sat down on the chariot. Some people say he got down from the chariot. He got down from the chariot, sat down on the ground. Visrajya sasaram chapam. He laid down his bow and arrows. Shokasam vigna manasa. He was lamenting and his mind was completely disturbed. So, we have finished the first chapter. Now we have a small revision, first chapter. Let us see how much you have heard, how much you remember. What is the entire essence of the first chapter? Essence of the entire first chapter. Yes, Prabhu. Value of Prabhu. Yes. What is this? Okay, you have brought out somewhat.
What did
he say? Lamentation of Arjuna. Yes. Now, what is the whole purpose of the first chapter?
Setting the background.
That is all there. I am talking about the purpose.
So that Gita is spoken. So that it could be spoken. Why Gita is preparing for war?
You remember I told you, I'll give a small hint. You remember, none of the Acharya has given commentary to the first chapter, only Prabhupada gave. Why? Understand what? Yes! When a person like Arjuna, when he can become like this, hum kaun sa khet ka muli hai? Who are we in front of Arjuna? Such a powerful person like Arjuna who defeated Lord Shiva, so powerful, when he is like this, shoka samvigna manasa. That means, this first chapter is bringing out the point that everybody in this world is suffering. Then only you read Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, no. Okay, in the first chapter, there are two clear sections. What are the two clear sections? Anybody knows? Yes. One is the preparation for the war which has happened, that is first verse till the 27th verse. Okay? First verse till the 27th verse is what? Setting the scene or preparing for the war. And what is the second, Prabhuji? Arjuna's lamentation to Krishna. That is from the 28th verse till the 46th verse. Okay? Now you are two clear parts. In the first part, first verse till the 11th verse, what is it talking about? Diplomacy of Duryodhana as a subject. From 12th till the 20th, what is the subject? Signs of victory. From 21st till 27th, what is the subject? 21st to 27th. Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalata. Krishna's, because Arjuna ordered, Krishna went. Okay? So in the first section of the first chapter, there are three points. What are they? Diplomacy. Next, signs of victory. Bhakta Vatsalata. Got it clear? And in the second section, starting from the 28th verse till 46th verse, 28 and 29 talk about what? First reason of Arjuna for not fighting.
Compassion.
28 and 29 talk about that. 29 to 35 talk about what?
Enjoyment.
36 talks about what? 37 to 46?
Social.
It comes in the second chapter. Confusion is in the second chapter. It's not in the first chapter. Okay? So now you got an overview of the entire first chapter. What verses are talking about what? Huh? Two sections. Now, we'll review.
Can you please repeat 37 to 46?
Social reasons. Fourth reason.
And 36 is?
Sin. 28, 29 is compassion. Okay? And 29 to 35 is?
Enjoyment.
Sorry, 30 to 35 is?
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Okay? Now,
the sense you gave for perception is Brahma, like when you can see the sight.
The whole entire essence of the first chapter, when a person like Arjuna can go to depression, what about me? That means Krishna wants to tell the entire world, everybody is confused, everybody is suffering. So Bhagavad Gita is meant for everyone. No matter you may have any amount of wealth, any amount of position, prestige, family, anything, suffering is there.
This spoken in the war, when it is spoken? Before war or after war?
This is before the war, huh?
Before the war.
Yeah.
Then they already in chapter 1, second verse, Dronacharya is a general. The Vishuddhama is a general, isn't it?
Oh, that discussion went on there also. See, Bhishma Pitamaha was in general accepted as a general.
Ideal, not general.
Bhishma's position is very unique. We're going to talk it tomorrow. Whether he is appointed or not appointed, he is boss. He is the boss. You getting the point? Whether he is appointed or not appointed, Bhishma is the boss. He is a unique position.
He is beyond appointment.
Yeah. He is like in suppose for example somebody is a temple president. In the temple there may be a very senior devotee. They didn't have to be a temple president for something to be senior, isn't it? Something like that. That was the position of Bhishma. Of course, Mahabharata talks that Bhishma is the first commander-in-chief, but Dronacharya was also a commander-in-chief. That also is there. Of course, Sanjay is describing right from the beginning, isn't it? He is not describing from the 10th day. That is what is in the beginning of the Bab. His war has not started. That is the time he started. He is describing that. Of course, the conversation happened on the 10th day after Sanjay came back. But Sanjay, what is he describing is what? Describing from the beginning only. No? So, we don't want to get diverted because there also they break my hand because of that. Whoever is the commander in chief, Bhishma is scenic position. Anyhow, so what is the essence of the first verse? We have 10 minutes, we have to finish the entire first chapter revision. What is the essence of the first verse?
First chapter.
Yes?
I
am essence asking, not details. What is the point? You get it out. The mind of Dhritarashtra has been described how a materialistic person is, that on the name of affection, they have affection only for oneself, not to anybody. That's what is the essence of the first verse. Now what is there in the second verse? Duryodhana went to Dronacharya. That means Sanjaya is speaking the second verse, keeping in mind, understanding the mind of Dhritarashtra. Understand the mind of Dhritarashtra. He is telling Dhritarashtra, your son is as good as you are. As the father, so is the son. So don't think that Dharma Chitta will affect him. So he is now Raja. He is doing all diplomacy. Third verse. Diplomacy of? Duryodhana started. See, your disciples are against you. Pashyaitam Pandaputranam Acharya Madhinchamu Yudam. What is the second one is used? Drupada Prena. Third one? Tavasishena Dhimata. You are intelligent disciple. Diplomacy of Duryodhana, the subject of the third verse. Fourth verse. Don't see Bhagavad Gita. Don't see. Without seeing. Now he starts seeing.
See, there are Arjuna, Bhima, and many other people who are like Bhima. Fifth verse
continues
talking about how the other people also. Sixth verse still continues, isn't it? Seventh verse.
Then he starts, he is going to act about themselves.
He says, Bhishma, I will describe. I will describe people on my side. Eighth verse. Is that then Dronacharya will describe people on my side. Then in the eighth verse he talks about people on his side. Who are there on his side? You are there now. Why I should worry? Another diplomacy. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karanascha Kripascha Kamasamindhya Ashwattham Ikaranascha Samadhitascha Devacha. Then ninth verse. Saraswatartha. Oh no, no Bhishma Virakshitam. Madarte Tekva Jeevita. Saraswatartha. What is Duryodhana telling? There are Atrasuru, Maheshwasa, Bhimarjuna Samavadi. Not only that, these are all so great soldiers. That Madarte for my sake they are willing to give up their.
Yes.
But what is the Saraswatartha? Because of me they are all going to die. Tenth verse. Aparyaptam paryaptam. You got it. Aparyaptam paryaptam. Another Saraswatartha. Bhishma's strength is unlimited but insufficient. Whereas Bhima's strength is limited but insufficient for them. Why? Because Bhishma has affection for Pandava. 11th verse. What did he say? Let us all go and then protect Bhishma. Ita bhagamastita Bhishma eva prakshantu bhavanta sarvayavahi. Let us go and protect Bhishma. And then Bhishma simadhanam chui. The 12th verse. Sign of Vishnu. Two reasons why Vishnu Apollo can't shell. One, two. That I am supporting Duryodhana. Second one. In spite of I trying to fight for you, you are going to? Two reasons. 13th verse. Then all the Kauravas, they started blowing their trumpets. 14th verse. What happened in the 14th verse? Arjuna has appeared. Where is the appearance of Krishna and Arjuna? Krishna and Arjuna appeared. Isn't it? In the hearts. Agni they donated the chariot. So 16th verse. What is there in the 15th? Just now we discussed. Krishna and Arjuna, isn't it? Okay. So what is there in the 16th verse? What is there in the 16th Prabhuji? Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro. All those people, they start blowing their conscience. And then 17, 18, two verses, again further description of all the Pandavas blowing their conscience. 19th verse. Hearts got shattered. 20th verse. 20th verse. Their all hearts got shattered. You know what happened in 20th verse? Hanuman Kapitvajaha. Hanuman is there on the flag of this way.
As soon as 20th verse gets over, then Arjuna, Pravrutte, Shastrasampade, Dharudhyam, Pandava, Senayor, Ubhayor, Madhye, Katam Stapaya. Arjuna orders Krishna, I want to see Yavadetan, Nirikshayam, Yuddhakamana, Vastitan. 22nd verse, he says, Dhatarashtrasya Durbuddhe, who are those people who are taking their side, Durbuddhi's side? Then, 23rd verse, Sanjaya says, what does Sanjaya say? Krishna. Evamukto Rishyakasha Gudakeshana Bharata. Krishna said, Krishna took the chariot between the two armies. When Krishna took the chariot between the two armies, then what did Krishna say? Pashyetam, see who are in front of you. That is there in the 20? Pashyetam Kuruti. Vacha Partha Pashyetam. Hey, is there? Why it's not there? I was seeing different words. Then what is there in the 24th words? So all the people, the list is given. Who are all there? Three verses, isn't it? What are the three verses? 20? 24, 25, 26? 26, 27? 25, 26, 27. Three verses describing all the people. Madhulan, Susharan, Sautran, Votran, Sakinsat, all these people. So 25, 26, 27. What is it in the 28th verse? Then Arjuna, so all of them felt very Krapaya Praya Vishto Vishidantam Idam Machar. When is 27 words? From 28 onwards, Arjuna, Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna starts compassion. Remember 28, 29? I asked you to read. What is the conclusion of 28 and 29? Good, ignorant person. Very good. From starting from 30 to 35, enjoyment. In 30th verse, what did he say? Viparitani Keshava Nimittani Pashyani. I see exactly opposite results in 30th verse. 31, what did he say? No, Natarajyam Sukhanicha. There is no Sukha. What is the use of fighting? Because even if I win the kingdom, I can only enjoy when my relatives are there. My relatives are dead, are all killed. So how can I enjoy? Now, 32 onwards, 32, 33, 34, 35. Four verses he says, Kim no Rajyena Govinda. In those four verses, Krishna's name has come three names. What are the three names? Govinda, Madhusudana, Janardana. So you should know the meaning of Krishna's name appropriately, why that name has been used at a particular place. What is the meaning of Kim no Rajyena Govinda? Krishna gives pleasure to senses. Oh Krishna. Kim means what is the use of the kingdom? Kim no Rajena. Because the pleasure derived from getting the kingdom is insignificant in front of the pleasure. Kim no Rajena Govinda, the whole thing starts. 32 to 35. Now 36. One verse only. Three line verse, isn't it? Make sure three line verses are very important. Wherever in Bhagavad Gita you have three line verse or one line verse, they're very, very important. You'll get in Bhagavad Gita 3-4 places. In any scripture, in Bhagavatam also, anywhere. If there are three line verses, you should understand there is some mystic thing in that. What is that? Even though if I kill the sinful people, I'll be afflicted by sin. 36 verses over. And then 37th onwards, he starts the whole story.
Social
reasons. I cannot see. They cannot see. I can see. But I can see two things. Kulakshay kritam dosham. Mitra drohecha. And he explains that further, saying that how, when the family traditions are all lost, and what happens? There will be
religion. Sanatana Kula Dharma, Sanatana will last. When Dharma is lost, there will be Adharma. When Adharma is prevalent, Kriyesha Dushrasu Varshneyan. Women will be corrupt. When women are corrupt, unwanted progeny. When unwanted progeny is there, all the Vritta Pindu Kakriya. There will be a hellish condition. Because of that, there are no social activities. So the cause of that person who is going to this, all this destruction, Naraki Nyetam Vaso, he'll stay in hell. So that is why there should be atonement. And what is the sin which I perform? I have come here to kill them. And I thought about it. Mental sin. Even for that, what is atonement for me? 44th verse. Asastram Shastrapaniha. Without arms in my hand, they let them kill me. And Sanjaya ultimately says, in this way Arjuna spoke and he gave up bows and arrow, sat on the chariot with his mind completely filled with lamentation. Oh, first chapter over in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, first chapter over. Hare Krishna. Will you ever forget this first chapter in your life? That's how you should do all the chapters. If you close your eyes, the 18 chapters, the whole map should be in front of you. Okay? So we'll do the second chapter tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 3 to... Yes? Which language? Bhagavan Vacha means whatever Bhagavan has told as it is. As it is. Yeah, it's poetic. We told what is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. First class itself I told why Gita.
So the normal procession during that time used to be in this
Pandya. Yeah. Class 3 o'clock.